to the Internet Monthly podcast, a podcast featuring 20 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, we look at a new browser add-on from Google that tests your website's performance, the cyber squatter name checker that covers 120 social media sites, new domain names that will cost businesses £10,000 each, how Dell increased sales by Twittering and why Comet is publishing customer feedback, how to automate your updates across 40 sites at once and make sure you're found on Google, and where to get Windows 7 free and Snow Leopard for £20. Free boost for broadband speeds. Zen Internet is introducing new broadband services with download speeds of up to 20 megabits per second and upload speeds of up to 1 megabit per second. Existing customers will be moved to the faster connections in a phased approach as BT's new 21st Century Network, 21CN, upgrade is completed at local exchanges. There will be no increase in price for the new service, which is being rolled out across the country. We have been working on this upgrade since late 2008. The final phase of tests and trials is due for completion this summer, and we expect to start moving existing customers over from late summer onwards, said Andrew Saunders, Head of Product Management and Marketing. The speed that a customer can expect will depend on a few factors, including how far they are from their local BT exchange, but based on current trials, it is estimated that the average download speed will be between 9 megabits per second and 13 megabits per second. Zen has upgraded its own network and is using elements of BT's new 21CN project to bring customers to the faster services. 21CN is a UK-wide communication network upgrade that will involve enabling all BT exchanges for faster broadband. BT plan to cover 55% of homes and businesses by March 2010, depending on demand. For more details, see zen.co.uk/broadband. Brand new domains. Businesses will be able to use their own names in place of domain extensions such as .com, .org, .net or .co.uk when so-called brand domains are launched in January. The change will allow companies like Ford and Nike to control their own domain and better exploit their brands, as well as countering cyber squatters who buy variations of brand names using the 280 or so domain extensions already available. The organisation that oversees domain names, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, will start taking applications for the new top-level domains early next year. But according to Future Laboratory, which conducted research last month, the majority of companies are unaware of the move. This change has not yet permeated into the mainstream for businesses or consumers, said a spokesman. ICANN is expecting a low response, limited initially to large companies, because the new domains will be priced at over £10,000 when they are first made available early next year. Read more at Reuters.com. Social cyber squatting. With the rise of social networks, registering a domain name like bovis.com or hovis.co.uk is no longer enough to secure your company or brand name everywhere online. Consumers are increasingly using social networking sites and other online communities to look for businesses and communicate with them, making the services a target for brand hijackers, imposters, and opportunists. Since Facebook started giving out customized web addresses and MySpace allowed users to create their own MySpace.com extensions, there is a growing list of cyber squatting opportunities for businesses to worry about. According to the New York Times, fights have broken out over names registered on Twitter and somewhere out there on the web. Another new service or social network is on the rise, threatening to start yet another online land grab. New services are appearing that claim to help protect brand names and company names on social media sites. Namechuk, namechk.com, allows you to check availability across 100 locations. Enter a username and it will display the sites where the name has been taken and those where it can still be registered. Noem, noem.com, goes a step further. As well as checking availability at 120 sites, it offers for a fee to register the desired username for you where available and send you the account information. Read more at nytimes.com. Comet adds Web 2.0 tail. Comet is growing its online customer community with a new Q&A social commerce tool, following the successful implementation of its ratings and reviews platform late last year. The nationwide electrical retailer is adding Ask and Answer, a customer-to-customer online help desk plugin from Bazaar Voice. The decision was made after Comet noticed customers were using its reviews platform as a way of asking each other questions. Customer reviews have made a significant difference to Comet, influencing our customer service and commercial teams in particular. Our site has a vast product set with questions not always answered by product specifications. So we wanted to give customers their own platform to air product-related queries, said Ryan Thomas, Comet's head of direct channels. Read more at itpro.co.uk/611674. Tweet smell of success. Dell Computers announced last month that it has achieved more than $3 million in sales via links from one of its Twitter accounts, making it one of the most successful high-profile examples of return on investment, ROI, from social media. The @DellOutlet account has more than 600,000 followers on Twitter and frequently posts links to discounted computer hardware. But many businesses trying out social media participation as a marketing tool argue that the greatest benefits of engagement are not drawn in straight lines to the sales desk. Building a strong community, listening to customer concerns, and discovering new business and product development ideas are indirect benefits, less easily recorded, but ultimately more valuable. Check out twitter.com/DellOutlet. Automated twittering. Getting too busy to tweet? There is a workaround. Spend an hour planning your tweets in advance and your followers will never know the difference. There are a number of sites to help, dedicated to setting up pre-scheduled tweets, and Future Tweets is one of the best. It offers a totally free scheduling service, complete with the ability to pre-schedule automated messages to Twitter, set up reoccurring tweets, and more. Check out futuretweets.com. One-stop social networking. Are you growing weary of keeping up appearances at all the social media sites you've signed up for? It can be exhausting as well as time-consuming. Once you have a presence to maintain across a spectrum of social media locations, the idea of updating your status regularly at multiple locations can be overwhelming. Ping.fm is a tool that can update information for you across dozens of sites. The service covers the top 40 resources, including Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, Bebo, and LinkedIn. Try for yourself at ping.fm. Wacoopa. This social networking site gives you an insight into what other people are doing online and helps with the discovery of new web applications, games, and software. Once signed up, you can build contacts by adding people already on the site who share similar interests. You can also download a tracker that looks at what software is running on your computer every 15 minutes and adds it to your profile. The site's software section displays the top used applications alongside a feed of what members are doing right now. Check out wacoopa.com. Google Profiles. If you don't like what Google has to say about you when someone searches for you by name, perhaps the search engine's profile service can help. At the very least, you can make sure that people will be able to find you. Once you have signed in at Google Profiles, you can include personal information about yourself, including photos, a short bio, your interests, links to your social profiles, and other fascinating facts, and offer people a way to contact you without revealing your true email address. You can also publish your full contact information for a limited audience, email, phone number, postal address, etc., by specifying the people allowed to view it. Check out google.com/profiles. Google Speed Score. Page Speed is a new Firefox add-on from Google that helps to improve website performance by reducing load times. When you run Page Speed, it provides suggestions on improvement of CSS, optimization of images, how to minimize DNS lookups, and many more enhancements that reduce bandwidth and hosting costs, as well as improving performance for site visitors. Webmasters who run PageSpeed get a set of scores for each page, as well as the suggestions. Tests are based on best practices known to enhance web page performance. For more details, see code.google.com/speed. 5-second website test. Upload a screenshot of any page from your website and get anonymous test results by email based on the reactions of random volunteers who look at your page for 5 seconds and tell you what they can remember after viewing it. You can test run this speedy judgment test procedure for yourself and check as many designs as you like before deciding to see what the reaction to any of your own pages will be. Check out 5secondtest.com. Windows 7. Microsoft has announced that Windows 7 will be out on 22nd of October. Originally, the company said that the operating system would be launched 3 years after Windows Vista's 2007 release, but has gone for an earlier date to make up lost ground following the disappointing take-up of Vista. The future looks much more promising for the new operating system, with positive reports coming from users who have tried the early release candidate version. If you'd like to try a free installation before the launch date, you can download the official release candidate from Microsoft. This version will work until the 1st of June 2010, giving almost a year of free use. To run Windows 7, according to Microsoft, will require a 1 GHz processor, 32 or 64-bit, 1 GB of RAM for 32-bit operation, or 2 GB of RAM on 64-bit, 16 GB of available disk space on a 32-bit installation, or 20 GB of available disk space when using 64-bit, and DirectX 9 graphics device with WDDM, 1.0 or higher driver. For more details, see pcadvisor.co.uk/reviews. Windows Drive Spatio. This is a free graphical tool that illustrates what's on your hard drive and other drives so that you can see exactly what's taking up all your valuable space. Once installed, the handy viewer shows how much data your internal and external hard drives, including pen drives and memory sticks, are carrying. It also shows the makeup of the data, identifying what proportions are taken up by system files, downloads, documents, music and other file types. This is a lightweight and intuitive piece of software. Fast, free and much easier to use than trying to see what's on your drives using Windows Explorer. Check out drivespatio.en.softonic.com. USB 3. Next generation USB will reach speeds of 4.8 gigabits per second, scheduled to hit the consumer market in 2010. USB 3.0, also known as SuperSpeed USB, will deliver a tenfold improvement in data transfer rates while retaining backward compatibility with previous versions and adding new features that will make this widespread hardware standard all the more essential to the average consumer. For further details, see usb.org/developers. Yugu if you want to. There have been screen sharing services before, allowing you to view the desktop of a friend or colleague's computer anywhere else on the internet, but few that offer true multi-platform support. UK company Yugu offers a free application that enables Windows, Mac and Linux computers to interact together. With a Yugu Java-based client software installed on two computers, it's possible for one party to initiate an instant messaging session and then share the screen of either computer so that both users see the same desktop and any running programs. This works well for virtual presentations, team collaborations on document writing and editing, and for remote IT support, as one company working from a base in rural Shropshire told the Daily Telegraph recently. Check out yugu.com. Snow Leopard. Since Snow Leopard, aka OS X 10.6, was previewed at last year's Worldwide Developers Conference, WWDC, Mac users have been waiting patiently for release details. Now they have them, and the good news is that it's affordable. The The upgrade for Mac OS Leopard users will be available from September at the Credit Crunch friendly price of £20. For more details, see apple.com/macOSX. Mac Mail. The Mac minority's struggles with email sent by the Windows Outlook majority may be over for good. Letter Opener is a converter that lets Apple Mail users see and use exactly what the Windows sender intended them to get. There's no fuss with the application. Once installed, it does the job automatically. Check out restoroot.com. Turn off time-wasting sites. Are you spending too much time online? If you're burning too much midnight oil surfing rather than sleeping, but just can't tear yourself away, the LeechBlock browser add-on might be just what you need. It's a Firefox extension that blocks time-wasting sites at specified hours of the day. You input the websites that you find hard to resist and the maximum amount of time you want to spend on them, and LeechBlock will impose the self-discipline you need by closing your browser when you've reached your limit. Check out proginosco.com/leechblock.html. Search Engine of the Month. The choice of name has not met with universal approval, but Microsoft's revamped search engine, Bing, is claiming to introduce new ways to sort and manipulate search results in hopes of challenging Google's dominance. Bing does offer some improvements over the company's previous efforts by offering a cleaner interface and instantly categorizing results by topic. It also provides a simple way to preview results without having to load a new page. Hover to the right of results and a box shows up featuring a preview of content. For some queries, like a brand or personality, results are immediately broken down into relevant categories, such as reviews or biographies. There's also a useful left-hand column, which includes a listing of recent queries and related searches for many results. Check out bing.co.uk. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you listen again next month.